Growing up in the Buddhist family, I came to be familiar with Bible stories at a surprising young age. They were included as part of a Western cultural study in my English lessons when I was 5 years old. However, the Bible was taught and understood merely as a Western version of the creation myth. Spirit worship and superstition are prevalent in Taiwan, and I saw Buddhism not only as a proud tradition of Chinese culture, but also accepted its interpretation of the world and its values. I held on to this view even during the 7 years of Catholic schooling in the UK that followed, which included daily worship and listening to sermons. I was very argumentative during religious studies and really gave the teacher a hard time and did poorly in the RSGCSE on purpose. Life continued smoothly and fairly successfully until university. Amidst struggle with failures, loneliness, and fear for the future, I started questioning the meaning of life and its purpose. Researching into various religions without avail, I found myself turning to video games. I only realized I became an addict when I would play for days without sleep or food and not even enjoying a bit of it. I was invited to a Christian celebration in my second year organized by a group of Chinese Christians who stayed behind during the winter holidays, and I went along very reluctantly. At the party, I was surprised to hear the brother doing the testimony testified to how Jesus Christ saved him and set him free from video game addiction. His whole speech felt as if God was speaking to me directly. When he described how everyone had a void in their hearts that nothing but God could fill, I couldn't hold back my tears. Raising my hand to the invitation, God ended my search for him by winning my heart. I would start going to Bible studies, but still had doubts about Christianity and will deny being a Christian. Hindered by pride and stubbornness, I could not accept God's character as kind, and I struggled with the authenticity of the Bible and frustrated that the brothers and sisters in the fellowship could not provide me with satisfactory answers to my questions. It wasn't long until I willingly followed a group of false teachers who seemed to have such confident interpretations to everything in the Bible, and lived and acted in the biblical ways. I soon found out the hard way how difficult it is to walk in God's way without knowing the true God, who wrote the Bible, and drifted further away from God. A year after rejecting anything to do with Christianity and God, God's words came to me again, miraculously, in a Christian camp, which I was dragged to. I heard these words, chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Matthew 10:30. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you're of more value than many sparrows. With these verses, I felt the full force of God's grace and mercy as I realized personally, for the first time, the simple truth of Christianity. God loved me and accepted me, even when I'm still a sinner. He does not give up on me, even when I have already given up on myself, and sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die and to rise for me. After university, God lovingly provided me with strong Bible-based churches, and though there were ups and downs, I was able to grow in him. Jesus' words in John 6:37 are so comforting. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. There is nowhere I can run away from God's love, and I'm grateful for that.